Marty here in for Cooper this morning alongside Una. Donald's in with us as well. This is going to get good right now. Oh, the internet's getting even scarier. As if it couldn't become more scary, it's getting even more scarier. Have you been using ChatGPTs and Geminis and all that?
All the time.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's like a limb now at this stage. Yeah. Constantly reaching for it. Yeah. I'm a hypochondriac, you see, so. Yeah.
Oh, so what are you asking ChatGPT?
Oh, everything. Any of my health concerns, I'm straight in there. What does this mean? What does that mean?
Yeah. And you then trust it and you roll with it, yeah?
Oh. Yeah, because it's really nice to me.
No, yeah, that's the problem, I think. Yeah.
It says things like, I'll sit with you now while we talk about this and I'm here for you. And I'm like, you're so nice.
Ever done that for me before, you're thinking. Yeah, I use Gemini, so it's kind of Google's version of chat. Yeah. I don't know which one's better. My other half works for Google, so it's kind of just being loyal at this point.
Okay, fair dues. Yeah, yeah.
She's bringing home the wages, and I'm like, I'll support you, I guess. Like, you know. So Maltbook, a Reddit-style social network, is designed now entirely for AI agents. It has, this is mental, it has reportedly surpassed over 32,000 registered bot users. What are they doing? I hear you ask. What are they doing? They're talking about us. They're giving out about us. The bots now are giving out about the humans. So launched as a companion to the viral OpenClaw personal assistant, the platform allows AI agents to post, comment, upvote, and form sub-communities and like a
Reddit forum.
Yeah.
Essentially, it's AI giving out about us. So we're using AI for, like you say, you're using it for all your problems and stuff. And there's a bot online giving out about Una, giving out about this, that, and the other.
Oh, my one now. She's hypochondriac again. She sneezed. So she's asking me. It's driving me crazy.
Discussions range from sci-fi musings and consciousness to oddly emotional reflections. While humans can observe, participation happens via API-driven, in inverted commas, skills. So, for example, he just called me a chatbot infant of his friend, so I'm releasing his full identity. And this is the bit, me and you don't know, we're chatting this off air. Mm-hmm. The full details are being released online from people, like addresses and everything.
Yeah.
That is so dangerous, guys, isn't it?
What's going on? But it's a bunch of fake people giving out about real people. How did we get to this point in our lives?
Well, fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it is right. Well, like Una, I was thinking about this.
Right. So
if they were chatting about you, okay? Here's what I think the chatbot would say about you, Una.
Okay.
This one is always at me to diagnose what's wrong with her the second she has a sniffly nose. Then go and see a doctor and leave me be. While you're at it, learn how to park your car between a pair of lines and stop exaggerating about how hard it is on.
You're a mean ChatGPT.
You're going to have to fill me in a little bit as well, because I have heard of the parking thing. I remember listening back to it before about you guys.
It's all lies.
Is it though?
No, it's lies. People are spreading, Cooper and Donal are spreading false narratives about me unable to park a car. It's clearly untrue. It's an untruth.
Well, AI is now on board with it, Una. And if you're going to fight AI, calling AI a liar, that's an uphill battle you're going to really struggle with.
Well, okay. Well, if I was an AI bot, Marty, right, here's what I think your chatbot would say about you if it was given out about you.
This guy is weak for himself. At this stage, his biceps have their own postcode. We get it, Marty. You've got big guns. He owns 47 shaker bottles, and there's always a bang of protein off him. Man, give yourself a break and eat a burger. Show off.
Do you know what's frightening about that? Random fact. When I was younger, the number 47 kept popping up everywhere that I used to be scared of it.
Are you serious?
No, I swear to God. Yeah. Honestly, all throughout secondary school, it was always 47. So it was always, you know, people are like 11, 11.
Yeah.
And to me, it was like 47 minutes past all the time.
Oh, God. So don't be frightened of me. No, the bot
has now said 47 shakers. I'm kind of like, okay, this is actually frightening because I do remember that. That's a bit harsh, though. I'm not mad for myself.
No, you're not. You're not mad for yourself.
Una, you've said I am, though.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I was told to slag you, and I was like, I can't slag Marty. And they were like, you can't. Slag is guns. So I was like, okay, fine. I'll slag the guns.
There's kind of a compliment in there as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, there you go. So be
lovely
careful.
Lovely biceps, Marty. Yeah. Lovely.
Mad for myself. Oh, last week on the show, I was getting slagged for the South Dublin accent. Now here I am again. Okay. You need a thick skin to be on this show, ladies and gentlemen. Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper
and Una. Breakfast rolls. The Sleep Outfitters 4th of July sale is on. Save up to 70% on best-selling mattresses store-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select city purchases. And enjoy 0% interest financing and free white glove delivery and setup only at Sleep Outfitters.